What was that one more time?
How do you get the penalty as high as this potential about a game like this, order take goal, or and do you get the feeling that this game can't come soon enough?
Yeah, I mean, but we also, you know, we're all excited to play in the game, but there's also a lot of preparation that goes in to play these games. We don't just go out there and play. You know, we're excited about it. We also know that to win games, you have to have a great week of preparation, and that goes with film study. That goes with doing it on the practice field, doing it in the weight room, recovering. So we have several days before the game, you know, a week, and so we have a lot of preparation to do for this Dallas team.
Apologies for beating a dead horse here, but Pat Shurmur talked about that first Dallas game today and how you guys have looked at the tape, and there's just nothing that sticks out to explain why it was a bad game all around. Do you agree with that? When you look at it, you just can't – you don't see something that's been repetitive at all, or it was just one of those
– It's just some things in life that if you try to figure it out, it will drive you crazy, and it's easy just to say it was a bad day. You know, if I look into it to every – meaning every little thing, everything I did, and try to break it down, you know, I'll drive myself crazy as well. You know, I feel like we've been asked the question several times and everybody wants an answer, but the answer is we had a bad day. We did not play well, and we grew, you know, from that game. We've grown together as a team. We use that game as, you know, fuel, not necessarily fuel, but just, you know, it was character building. With, you know, tough games like that, tough things in life, you face adversity, it hurts. You don't feel good. You feel it in your heart. You know, it's not fun, but you learn how to get better. You overcome obstacles, and you grow together as a team, and that's the beauty of it. And I feel like the guys responded well. We didn't play well the next week, but then we kept rallying. We kept sticking together, and it's a process. This game's a process, as life, you know, isn't going to be great every day, but you're thankful for the things that are great, and you move forward.
Did you relive some of those emotions as you're watching the tape this week?
I look at it in a critical manner. I know that we've grown as a team since then. And I'm going to use it as, you know, I'm going to try to get better. I'm going to look at it and where we made mistakes, where could we have capitalized and we didn't. And then, you know, I'm going to work on it this week. I'm not going to try to dwell on it and wish I would have, you know, thrown a pass then and there. I can't go back in time. I can't do that. What I can control is how I do today, how I prepared, how I threw the routes, how I went through the progression. Was I accurate for the receivers? And if I, you know, take care of today, I'll, you know, worry about tomorrow when it comes, and I'll try to get better then. And then by game day, hopefully we'll be in a good position to be successful.
So in that vein, how better has this offense gotten since that game?
Since that game?
Yes, moving forward from now.
I feel like we've progressed every week. I feel like we've grown together every week, not only as an offense, but as teammates. You know, we're playing for each other, and it's, I think I said after the last post game, we're people, you know, in the locker room. How we bond, what we do when we're hanging out in there. We're not always in there watching film on Pressfield. There is time where we're actually in the locker room and, you know, able to talk, able to hang out. And, you know, that's grown throughout the weeks. And that's important when you're on game day because you care about that guy next to you. He's your brother. You're playing for him. So you're going to fight for him every snap. And that's important. That's how you play well. That's how you play well as a team. So the team's done a lot of growing this year. And it's a special thing to be a part of.
At the time, Jim talks about an approach, the same approach every week. Each game stands alone. But going into a game like this where everything is at stake in terms of the playoffs, doesn't it feel a little different, the build-up for a game like this? Won't you feel different when you go out on the field on Sunday night?
I mean, it's going to be a big game. I mean, I expect it to be packed. Dallas is going to be ready to go. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of people there. I know that stadium. I played in it as a rookie, and you know, it's a pretty big thing there. So I think the most important thing you do in weeks like this is you block everything that out. You break it down to it is a game. It is a big game of high magnitude with a lot on the line, but you can't worry about that because worrying about that's not going to help you play any better. You got to simplify the game. You make it easy. You focus on one play at a time. You focus on what they're doing on defense on that certain play. What's our play call? How do we execute this play to be successful? And you block all that other stuff out because when you start thinking about that other stuff, that causes a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, puts a lot of pressure on you to succeed. And, you know, the most important thing is to relax and play the game. So we really got to focus this week, have a great week of preparation. And when you have a great week of preparation, it takes a lot of that pressure off your shoulder because you know you've executed during the week. You know you're ready for them. And all you have to do is go out there and execute and play the game.
Is this fun for you? Is this what you live for as a quarterback, a game like this?
Yeah, this is why you play the game. You play the game for meaningful games to, at the end of the season, give your team an opportunity to play. You know, in the NFL, it's for the playoffs. In high school, it's to go in the playoffs to get to the state championship. In college, you want to go to a big bowl game. You know, this is what you play for. This is what you play for all season, and it's a special time.
At the time after that Dallas game, you were not the full-time starter. When you recovered from the concussion, were you concerned that you wouldn't get this opportunity again, that you wouldn't be able to be in the position you are right now?
No, I wasn't concerned at all. I mean, I was thankful for the good Lord for giving me my health back in that time. You know, when you go through a concussion, it's not fun. I mean, you know, it's a serious thing, and it's your head. And I want to, down the road, I want to be able to be around for my kids and throw the football with them. And so I think about that when stuff like that happens. That's what's important in life. It's your family, your faith. And after that, I was just thankful to be healthy, to be out there throwing the football. And then an opportunity did arise where I was able to go out there and play the game again against Oakland. And I was thankful for that opportunity because it wasn't a guarantee, as you said. And, you know, when I went out there, I just you know, played the game. I felt it, let it come to me. I wasn't overthinking. I was just relaxed and just, you know, I was thankful to be out there.
Have you been able to kind of stop at some point in these past 8 weeks and realize what's happened and how you got to the point you are now?
You know, I try not to, you know, there is times where you do flashback. There is times and, you know, you can't help it. And, you know, I just smile and just, like I said, thank the good Lord for the opportunity. Because it is crazy after the Dallas game and all the emotions you feel trying to get healthy. And then just for our team to stay together throughout that entire time when we went on a two-game skid where we weren't doing very well. And, you know, the coaching staff kept us together. Everybody in this NovaCare building, you know, in this city kept us together. And, you know, we grew together as a team. And that's why it's so special right now is we're playing a meaningful game. The playoffs start this week for us, you know. If we win this week, we keep going. If we lose, it's over. So we know what's on the line, and, you know, I want to keep playing with these guys. I love these guys, and it's fun to play here.
To kind of dovetail off that, have you allowed yourself to just kind of visualize winning this Dallas game and what that would mean for the team and just how you would feel in that moment?
You know, I'm going to try to live in that moment, you know, when it happens. You know, that's what I expect is, you know, you prepare and you want to feel those emotions, but you can't feel them too early. Because then you got to play the game. We still have to prepare this week. They're preparing, and I know that they're going to be ready to go because they know the meaning of this game. And we know we're going to get their best shot. So we have a great week of preparation ahead of us. And then, you know, after the game, hopefully we'll be in a position where we can feel those feelings in real life and, you know, not right now.
Nick, you mentioned blocking out outside stuff just a minute ago and how important that is. Well, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Tony Romo may not be playing in this game as it looks like he will be. All the pressure's on you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's sad when you see something happen like that, you know, to a player. You know, Tony's a great player, and he made some big plays last game. And, you know, keeping my prayers that his health, you know, comes back. But I also know that Dallas is going to rally for him. I know that in situations like that, teams are resilient, so they're going to be ready to go. And, you know, it's important for me to have a great week of preparation to put my team in a position to where I can execute the plays and put us in a right position because I also know on offense I'm going to have 10 other guys out there with me, playing with me. So it's important that, you know, we play together and, you know, we play for each other and, you know, play good team football.
You talked about smiling inside a little bit. You woke up this week. It's Christmas week. It's Dallas week. They call you St. Nick. You got to smile about that a little bit.
You know, I just, you know, weeks like this, you know, I'm just thankful. You know, you look back and you think about all the things you're thankful for. And, you know, you do it on Thanksgiving, but you also do it on Christmas. And, you know, my family's healthy, you know, and, you know, I'm thankful I'm healthy. And my team, you know, we're still playing. And, you know, that's what I think about during the day. And it's exciting that we get to play football this week and we get to play Philadelphia Eagle football.
The coaches talk to you about not putting too much pressure on yourself, you know, trying to make up for wrongs from the last time you faced the, you know, the star.
No, I mean, I know better than that. You know, I know better than that. And, you know, I know that everybody's going to dwell on the last time and all that, but, you know, it's not the last time. This game's not the last game. And we got to go out there and we got to prepare. And we've all grown together as a team. And I'm excited to play this game, but I'll be excited after this week of preparation.
You're a Texas kid. You grew up in Austin. Did you root for the Cowboys? And what's it mean to play this game in Texas?
You know, I was in Austin. And in Austin, there's the University of Texas. So that was my professional team growing up, was the University of Texas as a kid. So I went to the Texas Longhorn games. You know, Major Applewhite was always a quarterback I liked. I was a big fan of him. You know, Vince Young was there at the end of it. And, you know, now, I mean, I'm Arizona Wildcat through and through. So I have no other allegiance than to Arizona. But that's what I grew up, and that's who I watch. So I know everybody thinks that just because I'm a Texas boy, it was the Cowboys. But no, when you're in Austin, there's really only one pro team, and that was, you know, Texas growing up.
How many family members are you going to have in the game?
Couldn't tell you. I mean, I haven't even counted. I can't count. I mean, I know that.
Too many to count.
I haven't tried to. I just know my mom, my dad, my two sisters, and I know a lot of friends will be there. But I also have to block that out. I know my family will be there, but I block out everything else just because, when you're on the football field, you're only worrying about, that 100 yards right there. So I try not to, worry about that. After the game, I'll see who all's there, and it'll be a surprise.
Yeah, LeSean McCoy said that he wants to teach you some swagger. You've been working on that.
I know I could count on you for a good question. That'll be an off-season thing. It's a process like everything else. I wish I could just go out there and have a bunch of swag, but I have to get with Shady in the off-season on how he does it.